listening to Bigologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.bigologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow bigologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Hello.
Hey, Kay. How's it going?
Good, good. How's it going with you?
Sound, yeah.
Good, good. Jeff Flint, I'm doing dishes. Whoops, I should be a little more quiet there. So, how's the weather there where you are?
It's sub-zero.
Oh, what country is that?
North Wales.
Wales. I had a pen pal from Wales. She always had these fun sweaters on.
Did she have a cum lag?
Oh, is there a bit of a lag?
I was asking if you could speak Welsh.
Oh, that's it. No, I can't. That'd be fun.
Can I really? I just tell my dogs what to do in Welsh.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Holy flowers. Guy is coming on to can
of what? I would ask. Evolution of what?
Ooh, that was a bit of a surprise.
I'm sorry, what was a bit of a surprise?
Diners type of thing, you know.
You just gotta do your research, I guess. You know.
As a child, I collected fossils and I got literally hundreds. But did I find a diner?
Not unless you're in the in-group. Oh!
It's some rock faces. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Learned how to brilliant ammonites and stuff, but no triceratops or anything. I'm sorry.
Oh, there's so many ammonites, dolomites. There's so many fossils that don't exist anymore. So, okay, we're not saying they can't, you know, be there and then not there. We're saying that they never existed in the first place. That's all, right?
They'd be transitional where they adapted, so to speak. They'd be transitional bones, wouldn't they?
Or something, yeah. There'd be something. There's nothing. There's just...
I read somewhere that he estimated that... I think it was... It might have been the Stegosaurus. He estimated it to have spiky bits on it because of two shoulder blades, and that was it.
Yep. Misplaced shoulder blades. They're worn down. They're probably whale, you know. And they're worn down through time anyway. So all the important parts were knocked off. That's easy to understand. There's so many different ways to misidentify. It's crazy. And you can't take fossils from three different places and know what the hell is it going to look like one thing. That's impossible. That's T-Rex. Three different fossils. From three different places. They made that shit up, man.
Yeah.
The artists just made it up. They just drew it how they wanted to, and we've been proving that ever since. That's why you need a holotype, because then what you do is you fill in the blanks of that holotype. How the, whatever the science finder guy needs, wants to fill in the blanks. You see where all the bullshit lies right there, man. So you cannot define anything. from three different bones from three different places. It's continually like that. And then the scam started, where they started identifying whole bones. You know, then it became a different ballgame.
Yeah.
Then they didn't need to bank it up anymore because they pretend they found the entire species, which is all bullshit, because it was bullshit to begin with.
A few years ago, I was in London with my daughter and my missus, and we didn't know where to go. We didn't have a lot of money, so I went to the National History Museum because it's free to get in, you know. Just walked around giggling. It had like mannequins of things that were half ape and half man, you know. It's absurd.
Right.
Better get going because my daughter's got school and don't want to wake her up.
Well, thank you. Oh, but you know, I just thought of one thing. It's like, in the museum, they don't tell you what they found for real and are recreating, or what they just made up. They don't discern that in museums. If you go to any kids' museum, any actual museum, Smithsonian Institute, these places, they don't tell you. But if you got to look real careful, oh, they never had bones for that Cro-Magnon guy to look like that. Oh, it's just artist rendering. Oh, most of it is artist rendering. Most of it, 90% of what you see in a museum anyway, or, you know, in any of these, whatever you call them.
Find any curators or even assistants. All there was security. So there was no one I could grill because I was dying to grill someone.
Right. They're all recreations anyway. None of it's from actual anything. So as long as you're recreating it, you do what the hell you want. You recreate it how you want it.
Just had my little last with me. I wanted to find out someone who was a supposed authority.
Yeah, this is from a high school teacher.
Proved to my little girl that it's all bollocks. This entire building, it is bollocks.
He said that?
I wanted to prove that to her by questioning the so-called authority figure, you know, that was there.
Mm-hmm.
To shreds, and then proving it to her that way instead of telling her, I don't think this is true, type of thing, you know.
Right. It's crazy because everything in a museum is a product that's been replicated. Everything from dinosaur bones to the moon lander. Each city thinks they have the original moon lander. No, dude. They're all recreations. Every bit of it. It's a product. That's why it's so untrustworthy.
The scale is the army jeep as well, the moon buggy. I read somewhere that it was the same scale as a jeep at that time.
You think they're like, you've seen something original. No, they're all replicas manufactured in the plant and sent out to different museums all over the world so that everyone could see the moon lander.
I don't even think the Origin of Species book, on your way in, there was no Origin of Species inside the glass case. I don't think that was real either.
No, right? They're all products. They're props, man. That's why it's so funny. That's why they have the museums in the first place. They made a place for their props to prop up their fucking stories. I mean, you know, there is some real stuff in there.
It's
course,
a big grand building as well for London, you know.
Yeah.
Best. Space in London is very expensive. Building in there, it's a great big building.
I'm sure some of it's true. You know, they have to do that. Maybe reigns of kings and queens and such. You know, maybe not. I don't know.
Who's in the species book in the case? My little girl read the subtitle and the preservation of the favored races. Is the fucking favored races, though. No. Not me and you.
That is funny. All right, Eagle.
Thankfully she sees through that.
Yeah, good for her. She'd be lucky if she does.
Goes to a Catholic school as well.
Oh, good. Good for her. I grew up Catholic.
Just to do do Masonic Square. I should have said the sign of the cross. Tremblay and say Blessed Edward Jones or something like that. Lots of school.
Blessed Edward. Oh, what a...
The thing is, she goes to the same school as a woman who used to be on TV, Pathways, called Carol Vorderman. And she goes to the same school as she went to, that's weird. Another weird thing, Carol Vorderman worked at, she was co-presenter of a program called Countdown. And it was revealed in a Freedom of Information request. Whiteley, the chief, and bloke in the show, he was an MI5.
What?
Yeah, and he was just a game show. Maths and letters.
It kind of makes sense, right? Maybe they're all, maybe the actors are the CIA, you know?
Yeah.
And the FBI. Maybe that's their main job. That's interesting.
Certainly the politician's main job.
Yeah.
The royal families, probably.
Because, look, it's not that many people in Hollywood, honestly. They bring back these old guys. Like, there's no new cute guys. It's gross. What the hell, man? Are there no new agents ready to take the role of these old guys? Like Harrison Ford. Come on. No, it's okay, but anyway, go ahead.
They got what their sons doing, these like Sherpas and what have you. Look, the Kissinger and Brzezinski types and daughters and what have you.
Right? Yeah, it's kind of all in the family, isn't it? Here Hollywood is. That's what's weird. Well, I guess it would be, you know, cronyism.
Yeah.
I have a theory a about Hollywood. I think they keep old guys around because it takes so long to get vetted, you know, to know they can invest a lot of money in a guy and have them toe the political party line no matter what and not wig out and renege, you know, because he finally finds his morals, you know, and doesn't want to go along. They need someone to toe the line no matter what. Like, oh my God, that horrific movie. That worst movie ever. The one where they get tiny. What's it called?
Napoleon was telling me about that last night. Has it got Matt Damon in it?
Matt fucking Damon, man. He is the biggest government shill on the planet. That was the absolute most depressing movie ever. Frickin' hated it.
Right up and it cracked a memory of a Dead Kennedy song off their last album called Shrink.
Yeah, what's his name?
About everyone on earth shrinking to make room, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, because of overpopulation and such.
Apart from cops and Mason businessmen.
Oh my God, it was the worst. Ever. Matt Damon, you government shill. God, it was terrible.
Was it him in Martian?
It starts with something doing. Okay. Let me go to Fandango. Dang it. Memory.
Baby, he says.
Oh. Let's see. Playing. Oh, no. What's that movie? Hands of Matt Damon? No, the Downsizing. Downsizing. Worst frickin' movie ever. Yes? It's horrific. Set in the theater. I mean, well, you know, I thought I'm one of those illegal websites, but I'm glad I didn't pay for it. My friends went to it. Worst freaking movie ever. In more than one way. I would not recommend anyone see it.
Good, I won't watch it then.
Wandering things and watching illegal streams. I'm like, really? No. You know what? In my head, I'm a fear sucker. True. Hating what I usually download. Oh, it's kind of funny. Well, Mahatma, I guess I gotta go too.
I've gotta be careful not to wake anyone up now.
Okay. No, not yet. All right, I'll talk to you later. Maybe I'll be in later.
Sound nice, okay. One, Kerry. See you later.
Okay, see you later.
Hi, my name is Jan Erik, and I recommend the Fakeologist because that's the place to get real truth and not BS.